you think that television can convey the feeling of people when that kind of disaster strikes?
I remember it generating a lot of anger in Aberdeen, that reporters were prepared to ask such stupid questions, and they still are, of course. And they, you know, even yesterday I heard some question being asked. I think it was from Tunis, and they were interviewing the mother of some, you know, 17-year-old young boy who'd been shot by the secret police, and you know, they asked her if she was sad, you know, and I can certainly remember some of the purple prose written at the time in newspaper coverage of Aberfan. You know, which it seemed to be much more about the writer than about the subject that was being covered. But undoubtedly, I mean, I think some of those images that came out of Aberfan, especially the photographs, you know, they seared their way into people's brains. They certainly did into mine. I mean, the famous picture of the policeman carrying this tiny child. You know, it had an enormous impact, I think.
Did Aberfan have more of an effect on you because you're Welsh, because you're from the valleys, or do you think it's a universal effect?
Oh, no, I think it had a much bigger effect on me than it would have had if I was even from, you know, another coal field. I mean, I worked in the Yorkshire coalfield for a short time, and they care about other Yorkshire miners, I think, and of course there's a solidarity across mining, but that was such an extraordinary tragedy. You know, it wasn't a mining accident; it was a terrible social disaster, which happened to occur because of mining and within the mining community, but it's very difficult, I think, for people who are outside of that community to really understand it. I mean, it was so close to us geographically that you know, we felt this immediate sense of loss.